sorry if you've been asked this, Coach, but just the pitching rotation, I mean, how do you expect it playing out?
Not sure. You know, Eric Willie's the only guy that's coming back with any experience, you know, starting a game in regionals and beating Texas A&M and starting a game at Florida and pitch well enough to win, really. But, you know, it's guys that E.J. and Shinosa are going to step up to a different role. He was like, he had a great year last year out of the bullpen, and Steven Yeun had some midweek starts early in the year, and you know, guys like Brian Rozewski that have the best fall of anybody with an ERA of 0.85. And, you know, it's those guys got to step up, and like every year, somebody always seems to step up and do things the unexpected. So.
JD, you've been in here a few years. Is the most, I guess, unsure you've been about a rotation coming into a season? I mean, as far as staff?
Most unproven. Yeah. You know, we've never lost all three weekend starters in 1 year. Like I said, I like the talent level is higher than it's been. You know, probably, you know, 1 through 9 this year is more talent than last year, you know. And our bullpen was very young last year, and they're all back. You know, Miranda's back, and Robinson's done a great job for us for 2 years now. And, you know, Miller's back, and Miller's a guy that could be worked late in the game to start games. You know, and I mean, I'm excited about the staff, and it's one of those years as a coach that you have to put some extra time in, but it's exciting to see the outcome.
Miranda's talked about losing some weight. You notice a big difference in him and losing those 20 pounds?
Yeah, you know, he looks good. He, you know, feels good. His biggest role this year, I think, is going to be having to step up as a leader. Again, we're so young that we don't have anybody with a whole lot of experience that can lead by example. So it's some guys have to, you know, assume that role as leaders.
You can talk about some of the new arms, I guess, some guys that we haven't seen yet, and what you like about some of them.
Well, Brian Rozewski's, you know, like I said, he had a 0.85 ERA his first fall as a freshman, you know, and it's a left-hander with reminds me a lot of Hernandez, and it's tough to say that with the career that Hernandez had, but they are very similar, a lot of movement on their fastball, you know, a good slider, a cutter. He's got a great move to first base. There's a guy that's going to win a lot of games in college. Hopefully, he gets off to a great start like Hernandez did in his career, you know. But you know, Javi Salas has done a great job for us. AJ Salcinas, Sam, Adam Sargent. I mean, these guys are they can come in and get outs right away.
But EJ, I mean, he was a reliever last year, Coach. Now he's a starter. How's that transition working out?
It's working out fine. He's a guy that, you know, and we met, you know, a couple days ago, and I'm not sure what he's going to do yet. He's either going to be a weekend starter or come out and pitch the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, you know. But he's definitely a guy that has to play a key role. What it's going to be, it all depends on other guys, you know, that if we could find another right-handed arm to pitch late in the games, then he can start. If not, we might be forced to have to use him in the bullpen.
Is it tough for the pitchers not to work with, like, one predominant catcher since you got three people battling for that spot?
It's always the same. I mean, it's this time of year, every year, it's always everybody's, you know, catching everybody, you know, and they kind of rotate through, and it'll come together once the season starts, and we'll know who the starter is, and we probably won't finish the way we start lineup-wise either. So, but it's the same thing every year. Everybody gets the same opportunities to earn a job.